Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
June 10th, the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ. The gospel today is, of course, Eucharistic in its intent. While the story happened before the Last Supper, it became part of the gospel after the Last Supper. And for the early Christians, it was an allusion to the Last Supper. It connected the ordinary food that God serves us at our regular meals to the extraordinary food served at the multiplication of the loaves and the supernatural food of the Eucharist. The point is that certainly there is a continuity between a family supper and the Eucharist. Both refer to one another. Both tell us something about each other. The Eucharist invades our home and sanctifies our regular meals. And our regular meals, in turn, illumine the Eucharist as a family and community feast. Maybe you remember two little kids from last year, who I told you about, that almost drowned in the storm on the lake. At least they claimed they almost drowned. Anyway, after their father had brought them ashore, what did they do? Well, of course, the father gave them something to eat. That's what fathers and mothers do. Now, the father wasn't much of a cook, and their mother had gone shopping with their big sister, so he didn't know what to give them to eat. "What would you like to eat?" he asked them. "Ice cream," said the little boy. "Chocolate ice cream," said the little girl. "With chocolate sauce," the little boy insisted. "And whipped cream," the little girl added. "And raspberries," the little boy finished their litany of wants. Well, the father wasn't very good at making chocolate ice cream sundaes with raspberries and chocolate sauce and whipped cream. But his little kids wanted it, and they had just recovered from a terrible scare, so he did his best. You know what else he did? Well, he cut a banana down the middle for each of them and emptied the whipped cream can and called it all a banana split. And the kids loved every bite of it. And you know why the daddy made the banana splits for them and that he didn't even know what a banana split was? Sure, you know why. He was their daddy, and he loved them.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.